On Tuesday, the Annie Film Festival got underway in the picturesque South Bohemian town of Trebonj, offering both adults and children some of the very best in animated cinema. Now, the name Annie Film might sound slightly familiar, if not quite right. Well, last year, Annie Film picked up where the earlier Annie Fest left off. And this year, it offers 200 shorter length as well as longer films for viewers. Jan Wellinger spoke to the festival's director, Ida Abbas, and asked her about the opening day.
To be honest, the first day wasn't very lucky because of the weather mostly, but now the sun is shining and people are keeping to go to the screening, so we are happy now. It has changed a little bit.
I've read that this year visitors have a chance to see or to choose from 250 different films throughout the festival. What are some of the, say, notable works that are being shown?
Well, we have four competitions, or three, and one of them is divided into two categories. The first competition is International Competition of Feature Films, and this competition has these two subcategories, films for grown-ups and films for children. And then we have International Competition of Short Films, and last but not least, Czech-Slovak Student Film Competition. In this competition, we show approximately 50 movies which were chosen to compete. And we have two international juries. The animations, they are mostly being shown in blocks, and in these blocks there are like more than one movies because they are short mostly. In the first screening yesterday, it was totally crowded with children because we have presented some short movies from Czech television. It was called The History of the Brave Czech People, and it was pretty nice. Lately, we have shown Toy Story 3, Shrek Forever After.
My understanding is that the History of the Brave Czech People is a series that was illustrated by Lucia Seifertova, is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. And these are like 3-minute short movies for children which are trying to show some historical moments in the Czech history in the way to be more entertaining for the children.
Now, is there any kind of style or animation style which is more dominant in the festival? Because I know these days everything is done through computers, but of course drawn animation has a long tradition in the Czech Republic or in former Czechoslovakia, mm-hmm. as does claymation. So is there any dominant style?
No, there's no dominant style. You know, we have 6 days of screening and we are trying to show to the visitors as much or as many styles in animation as we can. So we really cannot say that we are trying to focus on one of the styles of the animation, not really.
How popular would you say that the British characters Wallace and Gromit are among your younger viewers or even adults? I was wondering how they might compare to, say, famous Czech animated characters.
Yeah, they are really very famous. And I think, as you have mentioned, not only among children, but also among adults. For example, I'm a big fan of Wallace and Gromit, so I'm really looking forward to see all those movies in 6 days, which is great.
Now tell me, what are the films which are in the main competition? I read that Mr. Schwankmeier, for example, is one of those who has work in the main competition.
Yes, as I've mentioned, we have films for grown-ups, and in this subcategory we have 5 movies: The Illusionist, Boogie Al-Asaristoso, Metropia, The Mysterious Sages of Leon Brozak, and Surviving Life from Mr. Schwankmeier. And then we have films for children, and there are 3 movies: Fimfarum, The Third Time Lucky, The Ugly Duckling, and The Sandman and the Lost Sand of Dreams.
How important is Trebonj itself as a location? What does it provide that another setting would not?
Well, I think mostly it's the tradition, because Trebonj is a city. It has hosted the Festival of Animation for 10 years. And the atmosphere of the city is it's just perfect for the festival because the city is small, but it offers a lot of places to use them to the festival screenings and festival accompanying program, which is the most important thing. And if you come to the festival, the city just lives with it. You can really feel it. You can sense the atmosphere. It's totally different to any bigger city because, for example, if we decide to do the festival in Prague, in the capital city, it would get lost in the city because the city is too big. And we just love it here. That's it.
It is a very charming town, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Annie film director Ida Abbas on the line from Trebonne.